So not a great time in the old lobby for my daughter yesterday. Needless to say, the predictions were right. Call it anything you want. Tinker with it, paint it, spin it. It remains what it always was, a mess that never really got set up properly in the first place, bogged down by a classic supply-demand issue. So she started out 17,815th in line, which I suppose is the upside. Or is it? Previously, you didn't get a spot. You had no idea whether you would or not. It was a blind crapshoot, basically. At least this way, the profound misery of knowing you don't stand a hope in hell stares you in the face, as it turns out, for a period of time, for several hours. Slowly, she moved up a bit. She got to 11,000th at one stage, as people drop out and dates are filled up and runes run to zero, and basically that was it. Thanks for coming. So what have we gained out of this change? Essentially nothing. It's a lottery. How you pull the numbers from the ball in the lottery really doesn't matter. If you have 3,000 rooms and 27,000 people wanting them, it simply doesn't work. You partially solve the refresh times 100 issue, I suppose, but beyond that, it's still basically dumb luck, isn't it? And a system as important as this should not be running on luck alone. A points-based system would be an immeasurable improvement. It still wouldn't be perfect, given our immigration system ran on that. Remember our immigration system? Immigration is where people with skills arrived in the country and industries weren't hemorrhaging because of labour shortages. Anyway, even under a point system, there was always a scrap about skills and pay rates and who got better treatment, but at least there was a merit element to it. The government don't want a point system, it seems, for the simple reason, or excuse, that it's too complicated, as in too complicated for them to work out how to do it. Obviously, there's a queue from the tech sector who would solve that by about Thursday, so the system is held hostage to a degree by a government that hasn't got the slightest aspirational gene in its makeup. Nor, tragically, do they have the wherewithal to recognise that and ask for help. And so, for the foreseeable, we're stuck. Or tens of thousands of New Zealanders are anyway. Businesses hamstrung, funerals missed, sports people unable to make a living, a massive queue of misery and desperation. Of all the cock-ups of this pandemic, behind the abject failure of an urgent vaccine rollout, MIQ would be the biggest. And their fix? A faux lobby, followed by a numerical confirmation of how screwed you are the moment you enter.